I am Ken.
And I'm D.
And this is Antiques Freaks.
It is podcast.
It sure is. This week we return once again to the fruitful orchards of the gentleman's art of dressing with economy.
Ah, back again. Home.
The gentleman's art of dressing with economy is a fashion guide for the cash-strapped published in 1876 and supposedly offered by a lounger at clubs, whom we believe to be secretly a tailor, based on certain evidence presented in earlier chapters, which you can listen to at your leisure.
I mean, I'm actually willing to say it is a fact that he is a tailor at this point. Like, first of all, there's no way you can prove that I'm wrong. So I am coming from an unassailable standpoint in saying this. And second,
that's not what that.
Come on.
Okay.
And second, come on. Yeah, come on now.
We are on chapter 10, the toilet.
Nice.
I feel no moral obligation whatever to write a chapter on the toilet.
And the end of chapter, I guess.
Yet I do it in that excess of philanthropy in which I am surcharged.
Oh my god, well thank you for fucking deigning to talk to us.
In fact, I am beginning to take an interest in you as an artist warms to his work and becomes enamored of his subject. And as to dress as a gentleman requires neatness in person as well as in clothes, I throw in some hints on the toilet without extra charge.
Wait, is he breaking the fourth wall at the audience now?
He's been breaking the fourth wall the entire time. He's been our confident friend from page one.
Yeah, but this is the first time he's said something like, I don't know, he's never said that he likes me before. Now I'm uncomfortable.
Of course, if you think you are having more than your shilling's worth and feel uneasy at the fact, it is competent for you to do as many proper-minded people act towards the Chancellor of the Exchequer, and send conscience money to me, addressed care of my worthy publishers.
Okay.
The proceeds, if any, will be devoted to a most excellent charity, and dispensed on the principle of that axiom which says charity begins at home. I am now going to put a startling question to you, for I take nothing for granted.
Who killed Laura Palmer?
Funnily enough, no.
Okay.
Reader, do you tub?
Oh, A-Lounger, you getting gross in here? Or, like, what is that? What? Is this what the kids are doing? Is this the new drug?
It's a straightforward yes or no question, D. I don't know why it's so difficult for you to answer.
Is this the new hot drug? Tubbing? The kids are tubbing? Is this, like, that bracelet thing? Be honest with me, A-Lounger. You can trust me. I let you drink wine at dinner.
Is this a lipstick party?
Is this a tub party? You guys are going to tub? I mean, I'm going to regret answering this with yes or no, but, like, I'm going to try it. Yes, I tub.
Ding, ding, ding. Correct. You do tub.
What is tub?
He means bathe.
Oh. Okay. All right. Well, okay. Well, that's just dumb.
If not, I had liefer you would throw this book away than make me accessory to the fact of your trying to dress as a gentleman in an unregenerated state. Repent you of your sins in sackcloth and ashes rather than continue to cover up pollution with outward show of purple and fine linen. The old adage declares that cleanliness is next to godliness, and although you may not find it an easy matter to go through the eye of a needle, in all conscience soap and water should be within your grasp.
That he is completely correct about.
Some men, at heart hydrophobists, acquire, by false pretenses, as a character for cleanliness they little merit.
Oh my god, is he coming for people who don't wash their ass?
He is.
Is he coming for men who don't wash their ass?
He is.
Thank god. How dark that this has gone, that this goes back so far.
Alright, I feel like they had more of an excuse in the 1870s.
To be fair, yes.
Given the serious lack of indoor plumbing.
I guess I am coming at this from an extremely modern viewpoint.
Yeah, whereas, like, if you own a shower and the water bill is paid up and the water heater is functional and you're still not washing your ass, I have some questions. And frankly, I don't want them answered. I just want you to wash your ass.
Don't speak to me. Wash your ass.
I know some who have their daily bath filled at all events, not that they like it, but because they fear it will be bruited that they do not wash. And, with a quart of water in their tub, manage to flounder about and make more splash than Captain Webb in all his trip across the channel.
Okay.
Are you also picturing a Victorian gentleman in the bathtub just flopping around with his limbs failing?
Yes, and he's fully dressed in my imagination.
Do you anoint yourself with oil and use those filthy stearine compounds known in the adipose trade as pomatum?
Pomatum? Pomade? Is that what he's referring to?
Yes!
Okay.
That's the one. If so, cui bono?
I go cui bono yourself, buddy.
Do you wish to emulate a butcher's apprentice in his unctuous hankering after grease?
Ugh. What the fuck? I hated every word of that sentence.
Do you believe in their power to reproduce hair on bald pates?
Oh, is he talking about using pomades to make your hair grow again?
He is.
I got so caught up in that nasty thing he was saying that I almost missed that.
If so, and to shake your faith in capillary attraction, to disabuse your mind that gray hairs can be changed except by die or death, I will a plain unvarnished tale unfold.
Oh, picture me sitting at your rocking chair, a lounger.
Here I cut out two entire pages of Victorian circumlocution.
Okay, well, thanks for the story.
If you really want the full experience, you can check out Drag King Guy Alias's video reading of this chapter, available on his Patreon and ours.
Oh, thank you, Guy Alias.
That will be patreon.com/drag_cabaret_and_friends.
If you want to have that full sitting at the foot of the rocking chair experience.
The teal deer of it is, the author's friend, Major Bangalore, exists.
How unfortunate.
That is the entirety of the information conveyed in those two pages. You're welcome.
That's good for Major Bangalore. I find that existence is preferable to the opposite.
Major Bangalore is mostly bald. He goes to a barber to get his hair trimmed. Barber tries to upsell him on some miraculous hair growth serum. And then, returning to the words of a lounger, said Bangalore, "Do you guarantee the use of these will completely restore my hair?" Certainly he, the barber, did. He would swear it, or make affidavit to that effect, if the major preferred that form of security better. Him answering, the swift-footed Bangalore addressed, for, cunning veteran, he planned a speedy retreat, and spoke in winged words. "Here is my card. Smith and Jr., Erst of Cornhill, are my agents. I refer you to them. I shall not pay you now, but am ready to sign a stamped agreement to pay you not £5 odd, but £25, if your specifics restore my hair within 12 months. "No, thank you, sir," replied the assistant, quietly putting back the goods. "We don't do business on those terms."
Well, I mean, that's smart thinking.
Bangalore lost his chance that time, and to this day remains as bald as ever.
Oh, no.
How ridiculous, too, is the process of shampooing at a hairdresser's?
I don't know.
I do not disapprove of washing the hair, but object to confining the times of doing it to the periodical visits made for haircutting.
Well, you know, I'm with him there. That's fair.
The hair should be shampooed every day in the domestic bath.
Well, now I feel bad for saying that, given, like, not everyone has access to a bath, you know?
No, but you do have a pot you can boil on the stove and dunk your head in.
True.
I feel like washing just your hair, specifically if you are a gentleman who cuts his hair short, is much easier than washing your whole danged ass.
Yeah, you know. That's true.
You might as well limit the periods of toenail cutting to the seasons for ordering new boots and expect your bootmaker to do the pairing for you.
Ugh, God. Well, point made, my man.
Or only wash your face when you sit for your carte de visite and make the photographer perform the ceremony himself. No, be not deceived. The best cosmetic for gentlemen is soap, and the best soap is plain unscented yellow, or elderflower if you prefer it.
Well, alright, well now you're just judging what I like to smell like, buddy.
Thus concludes the toilet.
So, his whole toilet suggestions are use it.
His whole toilet suggestions are wash your ass, and wash your own damn hair.
Yeah, don't go stinking up the barbers. Which, like, good.
Do you have any guesses for what chapter 11 will hold?
Oh, shit. Alright, so we just did toilet. We used the toilet.
Uh-huh.
We can talk about, like, hosiery? We can talk about socks?
I wish, but no.
Maybe I'm just terribly unfashionable, because I can't think of what fashion we've missed.
We're on the chapter of old clothes.
Oh my god, vintage fashion?
Vintage fashion will be the next chapter of the Gentleman's Art of Dressing with Economy.
I am excited.
If you would like to suggest an episode topic, or just like to say hello, You can email us directly, antiquesfreakspodcast@gmail.com. You can post in our Facebook group, Antiques Freaks Friends, or you can tag us on Tumblr, antiquesfreaks.tumblr.com.
If you would like to send us a picture of your half-filled bath as if to prove to us that you do, in fact, wash, don't do that. And instead, take that energy and leave us a review wherever you're listening to this podcast. Any kind of review helps get our dulcet tones into other ears and teaches other people how to dress appropriately.
We received a lovely review from Escaun, titled, I don't usually write reviews, but...
Ooh, I'm already honored.
I love this podcast so much. I found it when I was just looking for some info in podcast form about Pyrex, and their episode came up. As a general rule, I stick to informational podcasts. I usually can't stand listening to back and forth banter between hosts. All caps, however.
Ooh.
I laughed out loud several times listening to Ken and D. It's a perfect mix of dry humor and ridiculous humor, and always quickly veers back onto the podcast topic. Not a lot of digressing, which maybe I'm cantankerous, but I appreciate.
Yeah.
I find the length of the episodes really manageable, and they're just packed with so many helpful tips and history. My new favorite podcast, I've already sent it to my vintage-loving pals.
Aw.
Which is, honestly, so much kinder than we deserve. Thank you so much.
Yeah, wow. I'm blushing. That's so sweet.
If you would like to listen to deleted scenes, see the aforementioned videos of Dry King Guy Alias, or... if you would like to listen to our bonus episode presentation of the Penny Dreadful Varney the Vampire, you should check out our Patreon at patreon.com/antiquesfreaks.
And also, if you're interested, you can check out our Etsy for a variety of vintage goods. I got a new drop coming soon, as soon as I'm done photographing the whole big mess. Thank you so much to everyone who's already bought something. I hope whoever purchased the 1930s condoms is enjoying them, but not that way, because they're not good for that anymore.
Enjoy them aesthetically with our blessings. Special shout out to our current patrons for paying our hosting fees and filling our hearts with love.
So much love.
And thank you in particular for listening.
That's right, you.
Au revoir.
Goodbye.